Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Max, go ahead. What did I miss while I was out?
All right. So we got back from OTAs, and the first thing that a lot of people noticed was this big photo that was going around of one Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
Where he looked a little bit more lean, less lean, buffer. He looked big, is my point. And a lot of people were, speculating if, it was something that the Commanders, asked him to do, or if it was part of the offseason program. So Dan Quinn had a little bit of a comment, and then Jaden, I've got some audio from him talking about it too. So here's Dan Quinn. And then here is Jaden when, he took the podium and everybody wouldn't stop asking him about it.
In the weight room, just working out. You're always trying to improve in different areas, but I don't know what to say about that. Just let the people talk about it.
As Jaden said, let the people talk about it. And people are talking about it quite a bit. So that was kind of the first thing that that people noticed.
Yeah, so I guess this was literally like the first day that I was off then.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw all those pictures. I mean, my boys were sending them to me. My sons were like, have you seen Jaden? I got to be honest with you. I looked at that photo and it didn't really appear to me that he had bulked up in any way. He looked like the same skinny Jaden to me. I'm not saying that he didn't put on more muscle, and maybe he did, but the sound you played, and I went back and read the transcripts from Quinn and Kingsbury last week. I didn't with Jaden, and they really weren't making it a big deal. Nobody's quantified anything at this point, right?
Right.
In terms of additional weight or additional muscle.
Correct. We haven't seen any numbers or anything like that.
Did you think he looked bigger?
A little, but like I wasn't freaking out to the same extent that, say, like Liddell was freaking out about. Because he the second the picture came out, he was like, oh, his neck looks bigger. His arms look bigger. But Cliff did say in his presser that you just said that you read that the arm is stronger. So that is something I'm starting to get a little bit excited about.
His arm doesn't need to be that much stronger.
True. But, every bit helps.
Jaden Daniels' arm strength is, it's not Josh Allen, but it is top third of the league, I would say. It's not, right around the midpoint. It's top third of the league. And he throws, obviously, with great anticipation, great touch, great feel. So, look, I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't even write that down on things because I it was so long ago and I wasn't even sure if we had actually discussed it on the show before I left. But I was not moved to a great reaction by that photo. And by the way, I don't really care, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I what I saw last year was incredible. And I would imagine with more physical maturity, and by the way, being a professional and doing this, you know, year round, that he will get stronger and maybe even develop in a way in which he wasn't at 22 or 23 or last year, 24 years old. But he looks like the same JD5 to me. All right, what's next?
So the next thing is that there are, it's quiet on all fronts regarding Terry McLaurin's extension. So, and according to John Keim, that's a good thing. There, you know, Terry did this the last time he was due for an extension. Sam Cosmi didn't get one till what, September 4th? So I'm hoping it takes a lot less time
that
than that.
That was the Cosmi extension?
Yes.
What was the John Allen extension? Wait, I'm trying to. What was the Terry extension the first go around? His last extension. When we got that, because I'll never forget, then team president Jason Wright flying back from the West Coast to kind of take credit for getting Terry signed. I mean, you want to talk about something that pissed some people off out there? But wasn't that right near the beginning of the season, or was that right at the beginning? That was at the beginning of camp, right?
It feels like it. I'm trying to find like the exact date because it just says 2022 from everything I'm looking at, and everything I get is talking about this upcoming extension. So I got to fix the Google machine, but it feels like it was pretty damn close.
I think
camp.
It was right before camp.
Yeah.
Signs 3-year deal. It was a 3-year extension, right?
Yeah.
I want to say it was probably August 10th or something like that. Yeah, so this was date wise. Well, it's not there yet. Hold on.
It's getting there. Slowly but surely the internet will figure it out.
Yeah, it's all about the upcoming agreement.
Yeah, it's been a hot topic.
You got to be able to find the other one. And it was in 2022. Okay, whatever.
But yeah,
I think it was close to camp.
Yeah.
Look, deadlines make deals. Bottom line, here it is. June 28th, 2022. Here it is. Adam Schefter, Washington Commanders, Terry McLaurin agreed to 3-year extension with $28 million signing bonus, $71 million deal, whatever. And that was reported on June 28th, 2022. Look, this is a whole new regime, obviously, and they may do these things a bit differently. But I would say it's going to happen before camp. I'd be shocked if it doesn't happen before camp.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
So no new news on the Terry front. What else?
I'm going to play the Nick Chubb audio from Jeremy Fowler going on ESPN Cleveland, talking about Nick Chubb possibly being having Chicago be a destination and Washington.
I know he expects to play, wants to play. The running back market is tough. A lot of these guys are waiting. I think they're going to wait probably until training camp at this point. It doesn't help them to sign in late May, early June. I do not expect Chubb back at the Browns, barring some sort of surprise or injury. You know, there's some teams out there that could be in the market for one. You know, the Commanders or the Bears come to mind. It's just in general terms, it could be looking for an extra back at some point that could need some help. But, you know, right now I think he's just in that mode where you're going to survey the landscape and see what develops and keep working out and hoping to play next year.
So general terms. So, I mean, we're going to see how it kind of shakes out. I don't think that they're going to want to, like, Lord knows Nick Chubb does not want to come to OTAs. You know what I mean? So he'll probably end up signing somewhere closer to camp, but Washington could be in the cards for him.
Yeah. So, you know, this is something I think we've talked about before and talked about in recent years. When you get to the last stragglers in free agency, that, you know, people expected to get signed, maybe not in the first wave, maybe not even in the second wave. Once you get to this point, there's actually, for a lot of veteran players, an incentive to not do anything right now because they don't want to be at OTA days, even though they're voluntary. They don't want to be at mini camp. They'll get it done and get to training camp, sometimes midway through training camp. So there's not a lot of, you know, true incentive at this time of the year. A lot of the... Look, I've said this before. If I were Washington, based on, you know, being a fan from the outside looking in and knowing what the running back situation is, was last year, is right now this year, is projected to be next year, which is nobody under contract next year other than the rookie they took in the seventh round of the NFL draft. I know many of you already have him earmarked for rookie of the year consideration offensively in the NFC. I wouldn't wager on that. I don't even think there would be a number posted on that. I think I talked about before I left, 33 the last 10 years is the number of running backs taken in the seventh round, and just one, Isaiah Pacheco, has actually contributed to a team. So the odds aren't great. Maybe he'll buck the trend, and let's hope he does, because I liked what I saw on the highlight reels of Jacory Kroski-Merritt. I have been talking about Chubb and J.K. Dobbins for a couple of months now. I would take a look-see. I would give him an up and down medically, because Chubb, when he has been healthy, has been as close to that upper tier of elite running backs as anybody below that tier.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
When he's been healthy, of course, that's the big issue. He's always injured. And last year, coming off a serious injury, it was his least productive year as a professional when he was on the field before he got hurt again. Now, Cleveland was an absolute mess offensively everywhere last year. But a healthy Chubb that Adam Peters and Cliff Kingsbury and Dan Quinn believe can actually be what Nick Chubb's been at his best if he remains healthy, to me, that'd be worth a flyer. Definitely. And that's all it's going to take. It's going to take a song, basically, to get somebody like Nick Chubb. I mean, at this point, and with the injuries, we're talking about a year, $5 million, maybe incentives get it to a little bit higher, and it might even be less than all of that. J.K. Dobbins, I would not put him in the category of Chubb, talent-wise, in terms of the total high end of what he could be if he turned back into Nick Chubb, healthy Nick Chubb again. But still, more explosive than anybody else they have on the roster currently. But again, you know, health-wise, if they looked up and down J.K. Dobbins and said he's got a much better chance of being healthy for us for the majority of games than Chubb, I would, again, it's not going to take much. I'm going to talk about before the end of the show, hopefully, but I'll just mention it now. There's a report out there that James Cook's not getting paid here in this offseason, isn't happy, and that he could be on the trade block. James Cook is not in that elite class of running backs, but again, like Chubb, Cook is in that next category. I think Chubb would, at his best, is at the top of that next category. Personally, I do. I wouldn't put Cook in the best of Chubb category, but Cook would be better clearly than anything they have. But at the same time, if they look at these players and they're too big of a risk in terms of the health and it's not worth it, and they bring back who they have after they've added Deebo Samuel, you know, obviously Tunsil, Connerly Jr., I'm still expecting the offense, you know, as long as Five is upright and healthy, to be elite as it was last year and probably even better. Year two, Kingsbury, year two for everybody, the additions up front, and Debo's addition in a contract year. If they didn't do anything at running back, I'm going to be okay. It's not like I think there's like going to be a drop-off offensively. I think the offense is going to be better next year than it was last year if they add a new running back or not. I'm just saying, though, that I think it's worth it because if you got Nick Chubb at his best for 15, 16 games, that now you're talking about a massive difference maker at the position. But am I, you know, concerned that Brian Robinson Jr., if he's healthy for 17 games, can't be productive? No, I think he can. I thought they were at their best at times last year when Eckler was healthy. But none of those guys are under contract next year. And Eckler, you know, is another concussion away from being more than just concerned, you know, maybe being, you know, out for a while, like a long while. And B-Rob didn't stay up and healthy for 17. The running back situation is a nice conversation to have, you know, and people are speculating on Chubb and Dobbins and even now James Cook. And obviously you're going to look at Washington and you don't see a standout running back compared to, you know, even especially the NFC backs. You know, we've talked about this. They face so many of them, you know, starting with Barkley, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs, Aaron Jones, Josh Jacobs, DeAndre Swift, Bucky Irving, Bijan Robinson, you know, McCaffrey, obviously healthy. I mean, the NFC is loaded with really good backs. I'm not even mentioning a guy I think could end up being a borderline star, and that's Tyrone Tracy in New York. He looked the part last year on a bad football team with no quarterback. But if they don't add it, I'm okay. I'll be fine. Because look at what they were last year with what they had. Hell, you know, McNichols looked phenomenal when he was in there. Chris Rod looked great. Rodriguez looked great when he was in there. That's where I am on the running backs. If they don't do anything, they're not going to suffer. They're going to be great on offense. If they do something and they hit the inside straight, the needle in the haystack with a Chubb or a Dobbins or a Cook would be more expensive, I would assume, a lot more, because you're going to have to pay him. So I'm probably not in favor of that necessarily. But you could be like off the charts dynamic and explosive offensively. All right, I'm looking at the clock, Max. I see it. We have
Thank
to get
you.
To a break, but I know you have more. And I do want to weigh in on last week's three absentees from OTAs, because that is something that, you know, we kind of get involved with and sometimes get over the top obsessed with this time of year. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We are not on YouTube today. We had a bit of an issue with the studio camera and lighting, but we'll be back on our YouTube channel tomorrow.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.